From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 13th. Theo, July 13th. The systems update, five tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from AI News. AI agent crawlers now need permission. Here's how to get it. AI agent crawlers, the bots that fetch pages in real time on behalf of a person waiting for an answer, will be blocked by default on a slice of the web from September 15th onwards. Cloudflare announced the change on July 1st, and most of the coverage since then has focused on Google. The more useful part is what it asks of everyone building agents and what it offers them in return. Cloudflare has replaced its single-block AI bots switch with three categories. Search covers bots that index a page to answer questions about it later. Next. Second, from IEEE Spectrum AI. Building a foundation stack for general-purpose robots. This article is brought to you by X Square Robot. Large language models gave artificial intelligence a working recipe. Pre-train a large model on broad data, and general capability follows. Robotics has no such recipe. Robotic systems have long been assembled from separate perception, planning, and control parts that rarely add up to intelligence a robot can carry from one task to another or one machine to another. Up next. Third, from the Decoder. Anthropic extends free Fable 5 access for subscribers as OpenAI's GPT-5.6 Sol heats up the pricing war. Anthropic is keeping Claude Fable 5 in its subscription plans through July 19, 2026. The model was supposed to switch to pay-per-use today. Subscribers can use up to 50% of their weekly limit for Fable 5. And then. Fourth, from the Decoder. Google's Sensor FM turns messy wearable sensor data into a general-purpose health intelligence layer. Google Research's Sensor FM is a foundation model trained on more than a trillion minutes of wearable data from 5 million Fitbit and Pixel Watch users. It beats existing benchmarks on 34 of 35 health and behavioral tasks. Next. Fifth, from the Decoder, German AI Consortium releases Sufi S, an open 30 billion model that tops benchmarks in both English and German. A German research consortium has released Sufi S 30BA3B, an open language model trained entirely on Deutsche Telekom's cloud infrastructure in Munich. The model uses an efficient hybrid architecture that activates only a fraction of its 31.6 billion parameters per token, keeping throughput steady even at very long contexts. Up next. Sixth, from Towards Data Science. The three dimensions of custom agentic alignment: purpose, principles, and practices. I've been chewing on this new alignment framework, and the most unexpected bit is how they split the problem into three moving parts that talk to each other in real time. First, they treat purpose not as a static goal, but as a continuously updated intent vector that the agent samples every few seconds, letting the system shift focus without a hard reprogram. Next, the principles layer isn't a rule list. It's a set of constraint functions that get weighted by the current purpose vector, so the same rule can be stricter or looser depending on what the business is trying to achieve at that moment. Finally, the practices side closes the loop with a feedback engine that watches outcomes, nudges the purpose vector, and refines the constraints. The result is an AI that stays on track across scenarios while still being free to improvise where it makes sense. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.